We begin the current daf in Masech Tes Chulin Daf Lamed Beis. Begin with Chizkia. If you're saying Nevelis, then why don't you count the case of Chizkia also? So Tais of Bedim, you can say, Tais, ask us to take a second look. He says, wait a second. Amai Leparach, why doesn't the Gemara ask another question? Melech Shabbat De Iziri, count the case of Ziri, Domenei Zeran, Nafchav, and Beis, Nishbarim, Afrekes, if the spine breaks, but Oib, Basar, Ima, and most of the flesh with it, Nevela, it's also Nevela. Yeshem says no, the in nevela, because that case is not a nevelim, can nifsik namichuta shedra, only if the spinal column breaks with it also. I mean the thread of the spine. Vahotanila, and that we already said, the menifsik chuta shedra luchud also. Even just if the thread of the spine itself breaks, that's already forbidden. So that we already know the case Ziri by default. I'm a Chizkia Parak Shaper, but the case of Chizkia, that the Gemara asks very well, the Meshkach is Gistra, the Nevela, because that you could have a Gistra that's a Nevela, I feel a Chota Shadrakaim, even if the thread of the spine is intact. Could go Nekrit Tzel Mekan, but Tzel Mekan. For example, if let's say the rib gets ripped out from one side and from the other side, for Chota Shadrakaim, so it's in two parts, but the thread of the spine is still there. The Karli Rav, Gistra, where Rav calls that Gistra, Be'ela Trafis, later on in Bezim and Alp, so therefore that is going to be a valid case of Gistra, even without the another case you could have is shalsa gistra lamata, that you can make it a gistra lower down where it separates the lamitra, where that's not becoming a trefa with the separation of the spine, the thread of the spine, and therefore that's again another case of gistra that could be which you didn't mention yet because that's not included in the chutat shedra. Then it's a test of time you're going to say, Amai Kashalei, why is the Gemara asking the lecture of the Chizkia, the Rebbe Laza, these two cases that the Gemara has? Well, come on, but later on, Be'ilu Trevis, the Mebezim, and Bezim, Mepharis, the Gemara explains the Lechosh of Bazger, Beshev, Shemait. So we didn't say many different cases. From the Asya, Bezeha Klal. It's included in the rule of the Mishnah, Kosh, Inka, Mechaya, Trefa, that whatever like that cannot live, it's a Trefa. The Trefa, because although it says the word treifa, hain asur means what's forbidden. Kama elu treifas, like in the Mishnah elu treifas, dama that the Gemara here says elu asur is katan, it means forbidden. So then, if that's the case, so then Chizkia and Belaza should also be included in the zeaklal. So if someone says no, the lemashm lelebuy in the veila, that we're not including these cases in the veila mazeaklal. From the Zakhlal Diktoni that we learned, Kosha in Kamo Yechaya, because it says, whatever will not like it will live, the mashmah sounds like a Lashon, the wording sounds like the Akshav Yechaya, right now it's living, El Shein Yechay Lichis, it just can't live Oid anymore, Mishum Tarfis. And here we're told that it's actually dead, because Nevela. So that can be included from the Zakhlal. Then it says to Fatim, going to say, am I Parak, why is the Gemara asking, Melech Shabdi Rebbe Laza, we should count the case of Rebbe Laza, Vobahema Shenechtach Raglem and Akuvala Malo, but the case of an animal that the legs were cut from the knee and above, that's according to Zahakla, dying the Basger, that's the first base of Basger. Then came that's the case, Shabbos Shaminim enough, for sure, then you know by default, Nitla Yerech, if the whole thigh is removed, Bechalashallah, and the whole cavity, Dasur, of course it's forbidden. But it's Tachlim Meshabit, so it doesn't have to be counted, it's already included in the Kolshkin from the other case of above the knees. It says, you can say, no, the Dilma may be the Minar Kuba Lamala da Asuri. The reason why when it's cut above the knees and above, it's forbidden. That's because it's near a certain type of ligament called the Tzaymas Agidim. And that's very, very critical for the animal, which is right around that area. Of Lamala, but actually higher up, yeah, even further up, but it's far away. Sure, maybe that would be permitted. So to the case when the bone breaks, it's a trefa because when there's no skin and flesh covering the majority, that halacha too. Maybe that's because by the second bone of etzim shlishi, but by the third bone, which is connected to the body, maybe maybe that wouldn't become a trefa just by the broken bone itself, and therefore this case of Chizkia, of Rebbe Laza, we would not know automatically. The problem is in the first paragraph of Chafalv Manav, Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains that actually the case is Toma Nitla Yerch Vabasav Orch, that the thigh and the flesh and the skin that chayfen that it covers atchatzi erech shlishai, that it covers up until half the thigh or a third have a trefa that is already a trefa, and therefore that case would already include Rebbe Laza, and then therefore according to Rashi it's difficult. Why are we asking that we should say his case when that would already be included in that case that we're describing? As we had asked, behemish nechtoch raglem akuvala ma'ala treif Rashi holds that is this case of really what Rebbe Elazar is saying. The next verse master begins with the word the gemara v'had bed Reb Zeir. Zeir retracted, which this was based on Reb Shimon Malachia's teaching that if you slaughtered the kana, there was a hole in the lung before you slaughtered the vesha, it's kosher. The Rabbi says, "Oh, dafka by the reya, because that's dependent on the kana. So it's like it's not here, so you can't make a treif. Zera says, no, even the intestines, it would still be kosher. Because you can't make a treif. It's already half the, its life is taken already. You can't make a treif. Now the Gemara says, hod the beir of Zera. And we know this from the fact that the question that he asked, Bav nikvah benim ayim, ben simon l'simon, that we see that he holds that it is a treifa. So the Gemara says, no, maybe he didn't retract, but he's going according to the words of Rabbah. Now, Pirsh HaKuntras Rashi explains, Mimash Hiksha. What's he retracting from? From what he asked on Rava, that he said, Mali Bede, Mali Benim Ayim. What's the difference if it belongs over the, or if it's the in the intestines? On that he retracts and he says, no, it's not true. You could have trefa by half of vitality. Ella, time or rather, the reason by the lung, if it became trefa, that's not going to be a problem, is Mishum de Kamad de Mantra de Kudla Dam, because it's like in a basket. So that's unique to that because it's dependent on that. Upirishan explains, Hod the boy and Nikfu Benim Ayim Ben Simla Simon. So what's the case of if the intestines develop a hole between the two simon? The Haidabin Kondal of Ashad. That's between the trachea and the esophagus. Because the Ish Nishchat HaVeshet Yibtchila, if you would slaughter the esophagus first, have a name Ayim Kamad Demacha Betikul Adami, then it would be like as if that's in a basket. So obviously the question has to be, Dafka Bin Kondal of Ashad. Now says Taisa Benir, it would seem that the reason why Rashi explains like this is because Hadassah Akundras, Rashi holds that She'ein Tzar Chloimer, or actually the Gersa She'ein Niruloi, that Reb Zera Poligar Shlokish, that Reb Zera is not disagreeing with Rishlokish. He agrees that Tzar Manach Bidikula, so therefore what's he retracting from is not definitely not from that point. Now, well, it says taste of a kosher, difficult, because the nikvah b'nei ma'ayim and similar simon, that question that's being asked when the intestines make a hole between the two simon, the mashma, that sounds like a fillah bein vesh lakona. Sounds like even if it's between the esophagus and the trachea, but according, if you hold the b'shim malakish, then that wouldn't be a question. But moreover, the mashani reb zeir l'dvav d'rav, kamar le, the gemara answers, that reb zeir l'dvav d'rav kamar le, but according to Rashi, l'meim kame bayale, not according to his words, but not kamale, but kamibayale, that the whole question that was being asked was according to Rava. But more about the kama, the Gemara says, the Hodi Reb Zeira, or Reb Zeira retracted. Well, I mean, the Boy Reb Zeira from the back of Reb Zeira asked the question that of this case of Nikvu, where this was the Girsa that Tosis has. Ba'al Kapanim, Lahavali Lamein B'Tvei. So, what Tosis is asking is that I didn't really have to say more than that. Ella, it could have just said, V'had the Beir Reb Zeira retracted. And that would mean from what he's saying right now. And from the fact, the Beir Reb Zeira B'chulu, that could Reb Zeira had asked the question. Avol Medinokim, and the Beir Reb Zeira, from the fact Reb Zeira asked, Mashba Shemin HaBayachazabay, it sounds like that he's retracting from the question. And so it comes out that the maskana of the Gemara is that this that he retracted from the question is because he holds that there's no tarfus for the chatzachias. So therefore, it says Tosis that v'hochi parach, or the gears of v'hochi perushai. Tosis has a different pshat. From the makshel l'rava, from the fact that what Reb Zeira was asking to Rava, that he had said, mali b'dei, mali b'nei mayim, what's the difference of the lungs or of the intestines? That was the question that he was asking. That, yeah, in all situations, one should permit. So from there, you obviously see the sabbat that he holds, then tarfus lachatzachias, that obviously there's no tarfus for half a chias. Once you slaughter one simon, so then already half the chias went, so it's not applicable to have a treif anymore. Oh, so most definitely, that's b'lei shaykh l'mibayi nikvu b'nim ma'ayim in similar simon. So you can't ask the question regarding that, what's if there's a hole in the intestine between the simonim, because once you slaughter one simon, there's no tapas for chatzachias. Ah, so metchila miboyle nikvu, and beginning when he asked the question, if it has a hole, a full of nishchat aveshet chila, even if it has a hole in the veshet first, if he has a hole in the b'nei ma'ayim. So, because David Pshitalei, because there was obvious terms there, the Yesh Tarfas L'Chatzachias, that there is Tarfas L'Chatzachias. And he disagrees also in Yesh Lakish, that says this Rabban of Malach B'Dekula. But Reb Zeir holds that even if it's Nishcha Davesha, that the Chias in the B'nei depends on the B'nei Ma'ayim, it's still Shaykh Trefa. That the Gemara proves that Reb Zeir retracts from this question. And that's Mashani, the Gemara answers, Lo'ilam Lo'ichazar Min Abaya. No. He holds that there is Tarfas L'Chatzachias. And there is no svar manach b'dekula, and that's what he was asking to Rava. Well, what's the difference if it's the lungs or the nemayim? Alib the Rava, according to Rava, shehit the bereya that he permits with the lungs. Parach is asking because kiven the shari b'nikva hareya achashchit is kano. Since he permits when you get a hole in the lungs after you slaughtered the trachea, you can't say elam etamishen tavas achatzchis because no tavas achatzchis because Rebbe Zeir doesn't hold that svar manach b'dekula, says Rish Lakish. And if you're going to validate by when there's a hole in the lungs, obviously because no tavas achatzchis and bim kain, that's the case. That's what he's asking to Rava. That also the gam b'nei ma'ayim tatted also by the intestines one should permit. So Rashi held that it's pasha that he held the Rish Lakish that manach b'dekula. Just adds on a svar that no tarfas v'chatzachis and he retracts him. That should, this Tosis is, no, Bishoy disagrees on the svar manach b'dekula and he holds that there is tarfas v'chatzachis between the lungs and the intestines, and therefore there's not sure if it's starf the second sim with it, the first sim to purify it from the vela. Next test master begin the Gemara Amrinan, where you say Lav Hain the Bay Ilfa, isn't the same question as Ilfa? So Tosis says Leka Chutzruch Kan Lehevi Raim Ilfa. What's the point of being approved from Ilfa's question? From the Bezeir Sussman Devar, because the Bezeir was unspecific. Lo Amay didn't say Elamim Mitzdarv Simarishon Simachayni Yoyloi. He just said you combine the first Simar with the second Simar not. Well, Tar Medei Nevela. This it says that the Pir from Nevela Gemara who the Kamala. That was the Gemara saying it, but he doesn't say Lekach Medaktik from that. Therefore, we infer the comment from the fact that we say Lav Hain the Bay Ilfa, isn't the question of Ilfa, Shemami no, but you can infer the time of day Nevela came available. That's what I'm saying, that obviously he was coming to say that it purifies Nevela, and that's why we had to bring the Ilfa's teaching to reflect on that and say that's what he was coming to say.